This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. Showering of flower petals was carried out by Mi-17-1V helicopters from 129 helicopter unit in the Dhwaj formation. Tank T-90 Bhisma, Nag missile system, along with BMP-2 Sarath, BrahMos, Pinaka multi-launcher rocket system, Agniban multi-barrel rocket launcher, Akash weapon system, integrated battlefield surveillance system, all-terrain vehicle Chetak, and light specialist vehicle Bajrang were on display at the Kartavya Path. To honour the contributions in nation and society building, special guests from different walks of life were invited at the government's special guest to witness the event. 10,000 special guests in 34 categories, including the sarpanches from villages, handicraft and handloom artisans, SSG members, ASHA and Anganwadi workers and road construction workers were invited as special guests. News of celebrations of the Republic Day are also pouring in from across the nation and abroad. The Border Security Force, BSF, the first line of defense, unfurled the national flag at the historic joint checkpost at the Atari border today. Commandant H.N. Joshi saluted the tricolor along with the troops. Additional Director General BSF Satish Khandare unfurled the tricolor at its base in Amritsar along with Punjab Frontier Inspector General Dr. Atul Fulzele and distributed sweets among the troops. The force reaffirmed its unwavering commitment to upholding the values enshrined in the Constitution of India. It pledged to protect them at all costs, standing steadfast as the nation's first line of defense and a symbol of pride for every Indian. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today interacted with special guests for the 76th Republic Day parade at Akashwani Bhavan in New Delhi. He said that all the special guests were mentioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program for working tirelessly for the society. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Mr. Vaishnaw stated that Prime Minister Modi has spread the inspiring work being done by people through his Mann Ki Baat program.
मन की बात के जरिए से समाज में जो बहुत अच्छा काम होता है और समाज के लिए उपयोगी कार्य जो होता है उसको माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने दुनिया भर में पहुंचाने की बहुत बड़ी संकल्प लिया है, बहुत बड़ा एक यज्ञ कर रहे हैं। आज मन की बात में जिनका उल्लेख हुआ है वो सभी आज यहाँ सम्मिलित हुए, बहुत अच्छा लगा सबसे मिलके, उनकी बात सुन के और किस तरह से प्रधानमंत्री जी के उल्लेख से उनके जीवन में एक नई प्रेरणा आई वो आज जान के अच्छा लगा।
Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal, Director General of Akashwani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur and Doordarshan Director General Kanchan Prasad were also present on the occasion. In Telangana, at least 5 people died and 6 others were injured when a truck carrying a heavy load of iron material veered off the correct route and crashed into an auto rickshaw. Initial reports say that the lorry travelling near the Mamunuru Highway in Warangal district experienced a catastrophic failure when the rope securing the iron rods broke, causing the heavy cargo to plummet directly onto 2 autos rickshaw passing by. Authorities fear that the death toll may rise as the rescue operation is underway. The International Committee of the Red Cross has announced that the second phase of the prisoner hostage exchange between Hamas and Israel has been completed. The exchange was implemented under the initial terms of the ceasefire agreement. In the second phase, 200 Palestinian prisoners and 4 Israeli hostages were released. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India stormed into the semi-finals with a commanding 8-wicket win over Bangladesh at Biomass Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur today. Sent into bat first, Bangladesh manager 64 runs for 8 wickets in 20 overs. Captain Somaiya Akhtar top scored with an unbeaten 21 for India. Vaishnavi Sharma bagged 3 wickets. In reply, India chased the target with in just 7.1 overs. And in Australian Open, the top seed duo of Taylor Townsend of US and Czech player Katerina Siniakova clinched the women's doubles title at the Melbourne Park's iconic Red Laver Arena today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.